Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore X. I think this is my first time talking to you since the beginning of the new year, so let me say Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to my guy, Sonny, holding me down on the other side of glass. I know we saw each other, Sonny, at the staff meeting, but this is our first time working together in some weeks because the holidays have fallen, both Christmas and New Year, fell on a Wednesday. So we haven't worked together in a while, dog.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, man, how was your holiday season? Everything good?
Everything was good, man. Everything was good. I want to ask you though about Monday. Did you see your boy get booed?
You talking about on the new version? Well, not new version, but Raw debuting on Netflix.
Yes, sir.
I saw it. I mean, first of all, the fact that what I peeped out more than anything was Hogan can't move. That man didn't even walk to the ring. He stood right on that. I mean, those knees, man, those bionic knees of his are done. Done.
Python's looking a little rusty.
Python's looking more like garden snakes. So anyway, welcome into another week and dive into the world of high school sports. Of course, with it have been the holidays. I have gotten out and seen some things, some great holiday hoops tournaments and showcases and whatnot. Obviously, we're not going to recap stuff from a couple of weeks ago, but did get a chance to check out a lot of good talent, a lot of good showcases. And that's one of the best parts of this time of year. And not just for basketball, wrestling as well, because a lot of wrestling tournaments take place over the holiday breaks and whatnot. And so you get to see a lot of talent, not just from Georgia, but from around the country. A lot of basketball teams travel here, and like I said, wrestling, there's a lot of big wrestling tournaments that take place, and a lot of wrestling teams from around the country take place. In fact, this past weekend, Holy Innocence had their annual prep slam, so teams from all around the country. She Got Game girls basketball was this past weekend. That teams from all around the country. And I could just go on and on and on about all those things that take place. So it's really a great opportunity if you have the time. And again, you enjoy high school sports, to just go out and see not just talent from the metro or throughout the state of Georgia, but from around the country, because so many programs come to this epicenter here to participate in some really good action. So got a chance to see so many different student athletes put in some work, and it was really fun. So, you know, looking forward to bringing you a great show as always. Got some great young men that I got a chance to sit down and talk with, including Hillgrove Hawks boys basketball freshman Bryson Jada, Wheeler Wildcats basketball standout Coda Suttle Jr., and then Eagles Landing Christian Academy football standout Georgia Tech signee. He's also a track and field runner at Eagles Landing, and that is Phoenix Felton. So all those conversations, I'll bring you those this evening. And again, looking forward to always bringing you a great weekly look into the world of high school sports. here in Georgia. Sonny, before we rock and roll, man, your daughter, everything was good for the break and whatnot?
Everything was great, man. And I got to spend 2 weeks uninterrupted, and it's been a long time since mm-hmm. we got to do that, and she's a teenager now.
Yeah.
And last time we hung, she was off in her own world.
Gotcha.
And this time we actually got to bond, so it was great for me, man. I couldn't have asked for a better holiday, honestly.
Good deal, man. Glad to hear that. And, well, also, as this show rolls along, as you may know or may not know, when it comes down to high school sports, because of the winter weathery mix that we've got, you know, looking like it's going to hit us on Friday, a lot of programs are, especially on the basketball side, are moving games that should be taking place Friday and Saturday. They're either moving them or canceling. So there's going to be some things that are, some teams have moved things up to tomorrow. So we'll run through some of those. In fact, if you know of any and you want to share with us and let us get the word out, 404-726-0929 is the number to do so. And with that being said, let's go ahead, Sonny, and get into the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, man. On the hardwood, man, a lot of student athletes making some major marks, man. Let's give a shout out to Midtown Girls Basketball. Devin Bachman, got a chance to watch her last year when Midtown played in the state championship game against Maynard Jackson, and then saw her a few weeks back against Collins Hill. But she reached 1,000 career points just the other week. Devin, if I'm not mistaken, Devin's only a sophomore, so congratulations to Devin. Marietta Girls Basketball head coach Derek DeWitt. Coach DeWitt, you heard from him, actually on Prep Sports Nation. I take that back, on the website. We did a nice feature of them. But he reached 250 career wins this past week. Central Carroll Wrestling, Colt Mitchell, he reached 100 career wins. Congratulations to him. Keeping it on the mat, love it. Lions Wrestling's Patrick Smith, he also reached 100 career wins. One time for Morrow Mustang Girls Basketball, Javiana Robinson, 1,000 career points for that young lady. And then Grayson Rams football head coach Santavius Bryant named the 6A Coach of the Year, GHSA Class 6A Coach of the Year. Of course, Grayson winning the state title, the 6A state title this past season. Campbell Girls Basketball head coach Randy McClure reaching 600 career wins. The man's got a gym named after him, partially named after him, because the boys head coach name, Coach Gwen, he's on the other side, Gwen McClure. All right, Creekside Girls Basketball, you heard this young lady on the show right before basketball season was getting ready to start, and that's Sky Cleveland. Congratulations to her. 1,000 career points. Man, these kids are balling. Hillgrove head coach Deshaun, named Cobb County Coach of the Year. So congratulations to him. Of course, Hillgrove, fantastic season. They had, just one loss during the regular season and advanced to the state playoffs, but unfortunately was not able to complete the mission. But still, great year for Coach Deshaun and those Hawks. And then, Sonny, you might have to bring the bed down on this one. No, bring it down. You can bring it down. Don't even fade it. Shout out to Marist Girls Basketball, Kate Harpering. You've heard us on the Steakhouse. She was actually on last year during the season. This young lady has reached 2,000 career points. That's not easy to do. I mean, it gets done. Don't get me wrong, but it is not easy to do. Congratulations, Kate Harpering, Marist Girls Basketball, 2,000 career points. Phenomenal career she's been having with Marist. And, of course, they're going to try to get back down to Macon and win a state title. All right, that's going to do it for the prep roundup. Now, our PSN player profile, Mr. Bryson Jada, young man, only a freshman, and he's already a major contributor for the Hillgrove Hawks boys basketball team. Ironically, his father, years ago, he and I worked together when I worked with this company when it was under another name. I don't know which one it was at that time, but I was on the V103 side, and his father was here. And so ironically, not knowing that was his dad, or, you know, that was his son, I was at a game and just was like, man, this freshman is really doing his thing. And then I'm waiting for Coach Moultrie in the hall after the game. And then Maine, his dad, sees me. He's like, did he? And then we're talking. And he's like, yeah, my son, Brighton. And I was like, yo, I got notes on him. yo, that's your son. So long story short, we connected, reconnected, however you want to say it. Got a chance to talk with Bryson. And here's what he had to say about, first of all, the Hawks having a good start to their season.
All right, we'll head out to the phone lines. Bryson joins me now. Bryson, first off, man, happy holidays to you, and congratulations on getting your high school career started and whatnot, man. And thank you for a couple of minutes out of your day to join me.
Yes, yes, thank you, thank you. And happy New Year's to you as well.
All right, man. So you guys are rolling over there at Hillgrove. What would you say has been key for y'all having the start to the season that you're having so far?
So for us, I think the key is we play harder than most teams. Coach Mochy doesn't allow us to really slack off in practice, and I think that transfers over to the games.
All right, and what has been some of the biggest adjustments for you transitioning to the high school level?
For me personally, I believe it's the speed and actually having a shot clock now. Like, the speed is way faster than it was during middle school, and I don't have a lot of time to just dribble the ball around the court.
Gotcha. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline. Bryson Jada, Hillgrove boys basketball, joining us here on Press Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Are there areas of your game in which you've been working on to help you with adjusting to your to the high school level?
Well, for me, I'm pretty hard on myself, so I believe all of the areas of the game I can work on. But specifically, I think I need to work on being able to shoot off the dribble more, because most teams are letting me drive to the paint. They'll bring a double team, so I have to be able to shoot off the dribble.
All right, and talk about what it's like, you know, knowing that Coach Mochy, you know, has had trust in you being just a freshman and you having the opportunity to be a major contributor.
Yeah, knowing Coach Mochy has really been a true blessing for me. He believes in me and gives me, like, the opportunity to play freely, and me knowing that makes my game more fluent and I have more confidence in myself.
All right, spending time on the WayForward.com hotline. Bryson Jada, Hillgrove Hawks boys basketball, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bryson, what do you feel is going to be some areas of focus for you all in order to have a successful run this season?
For us, since we're not like oversized, we're a little undersized, we have to be able to rebound the basketball better and box out. And then also, we just have to play harder than everyone.
Gotcha. All right, man, before I let you get out of here, man, how were your holidays? I know you guys were in a lot of different tournaments and showcases, but overall, man, did you have a good holiday season?
No, the holidays are always a great time for me. I mean, this is the first year that I wasn't able to, like, really be with my family. But, you know, holidays are always great. Always great to have family over and stuff. So, yeah, it was good.
Good deal, man. Well, again, thank you for taking some time out of your day, man. And it's been a pleasure having the opportunity to have already watched you so far here in your high school career. And I appreciate you, you know, joining us here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, man. Good luck to you and your guys down the stretch. All right.
Thank you.
All right. And again, that is Bryson Jada, freshman for the Hillgrove Hawks boys basketball team. And, again, already having an opportunity as a freshman to be a major contributor for the program. And, you know, I love what he said about, you know, recognizing, you know, the adjustments that he had to make, you know, not being able to not, you know, with a shot clock, not having all that time to dribble, having to be decisive a little quicker than you would have. And that's one of the best things about that shot clock coming to the state of Georgia. Really glad that's, you know, that happened, because I think, you know, listen, I think it's just one extra element to help these kids get ready for the next level collegiately, right? Why not go ahead and give them a shot clock so they can understand, like you just heard Bryson say, the speed of the game and the importance of, you know, good decision making in a much shorter amount of time. And no more of that four corners, Dean Smith. Love the Tar Heels myself personally, but ain't no more of that going on. All right, and again, shout out to the Hillgrove Hawks. They are 13-3 overall, 3-2 in region play. All right, when we come back, gonna hear from Coda Suttle Jr. We the Wildcats boys basketball standout, and Phoenix Felton. He is a member of the Eagles Landing Christian Academy football team, getting ready for some track and field, and then getting ready to take his talents to the flats. That's right. He's headed to Georgia Tech. Both of those conversations coming up. And 404-726-0929, the weather will impact some high school sports this weekend. If some changes have been made, you want to make it known, you can hit us up and do so. This is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.